Back on the On Deck Show from Segra Stadium in Fayetteville, I'm pleased to be joined now by manager Colin Woody. Woody, we're about a month through the regular season now, eerily similar start to what you guys went through last year. But through this first month of games here, what's been your perspective on this from the manager's point of view about how this team has grown and come together over these first few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, similarly to last year's team, like you said, we didn't fare too well in the first month of the season in the win-loss column. But similar to last season, we have some really good players here that we're seeing build on things that are potentially going to turn into, you know, really, really exciting seasons and, you know, some eye-turning or eye-popping, head-turning type seasons for guys. And like I said, we're seeing exciting things despite the wins and losses. Like every night we circle up and we talk about, you know, what went well today. And every night we have a lot to talk about, even despite the losses.
You know, it seems like on all facets of the game, offense, defense, pitching, there's been a good things with all three phases of it. Maybe not all in one complete game. We haven't seen too many of those, but it feels like it's all there. But it's just a matter of consistently doing it night in and night out.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about baseball is it's a very individualized game while still being a team sport. Like, you need nine hitters to sort of string things together. And right now, you know, we'll have a couple guys have a good night here, a couple guys have a good night there, and we can't string a whole lot together. And the nights that we do string a whole lot together, those are the nights that our pitching staff needs to be picked up a little bit more. And we're just kind of in that funky rut that baseball teams go through where, you know, you're not synced up. Like one night you pitch well and you don't hit. One night you don't pitch as well and you hit, and just, you know, at some point, these things will sync up. We've seen good on both sides. It's just a matter of syncing up with each other there.
It seems like it's been a little bit maybe of a battle of will here in this first month, too. I know you guys are out there trying to play to develop more so, but when you're out there playing, obviously they're all competitors. They're trying to win, and they've had to fight through a lot of losing this first month. So it feels like, in a slighter sense, that the mental toughness gets tested a little bit, too, trying to fight through all these losses here.
Absolutely. But one of the things that we keep talking about is the fight in this team. You see a lot of guys who, despite us being down on the scoreboard, like, they're not giving their at-bats away. They're not giving their outings away. They're going to dig deep. We've scored a lot late, even though we've been down on the scoreboard a lot. And it's not because the other team's just letting us score. Like, it's because we are continuing to put good at-bats together and trying to string the game as long or try to strain the game as long as we possibly can. And I think this is a team that's going to need to fight. And obviously we're down right now in the standings. And if we're going to give ourselves a chance to make a run here, we're going to have to show that sort of intestinal fortitude of needing to continue to fight, you know, now not only late in the games, but as we get into the second month of the season. Yes, we're down in the standings. It doesn't mean we just pack it up and give in and allow ourselves to just continue to lose. Like, we're going to keep fighting.
You know, offensively speaking, it was kind of around this time last year too, you guys started hitting a lot more home runs, and you've done that here in this specifically. You've homered in each game, a couple games where multiple guys have gone along. Brylan Tavares, we've talked about him before in the power search, he's been on to start the year, but it seems like guys are starting to get a little bit more of a groove at the plate, and they're barreling up the ball a lot more.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing I will say is hitting in Delmarva can be sort of a lonely place at times. The gaps there turns into sort of a graveyard, and getting to play in parks like this kind of helps you see who some of our players really are. Those guys that are flying out to deep center, left center, right center in Delmarva, those balls are going out here. And this play is more true to how most parks play. So the more we get to play in sort of, you know, in quotes, normal parks and the way the ball carries, you're going to see these power numbers go up. And also as the weather heats up, the bats sort of seem to heat up a little bit. The ball seems to carry a little bit more. So I'm not at all, I'm not at all shocked that now as the weather's getting hotter and we're playing in some different parks that we're seeing the power numbers sort of go up.
Last thing I got for you, Raylan Ramos is one of the guys that hit a home run yesterday. And he's played some terrific baseball at the plate recently. How have you seen him come together over these last few weeks or so to be the hitter that he's starting to become?
The guy's a competitor, man. He wants to play hard, will play hard, wants his teammates to play hard. He wants to fight. He's going to give every ounce of his effort that he possibly can on a daily basis. And when he doesn't, he's super disappointed in himself, and that makes him even hungrier the next day. So he's the kind of guy you want in your lineup, you want in your clubhouse, you want on the roster. He is just going to continue to work, continue to do things the way that things need to be done. And those are the kind of guys that you root for. And I'm very lucky to have him on my team right now.
Woody, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Mitchell.
Manager Colin Woody, we're back with Starin Lamb's first pitch after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.